Editor. As the sun set over Deer Lake Park, music enthusiasts and families eagerly gathered for the much-anticipated annual Symphony in the Park event. The evening promised a harmonious blend of symphonic melodies by the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra, cultural richness, and a spirit of togetherness. However, as the orchestra began their performance, a noticeable absence left many of us feeling wistful and disheartened. The familiar strains of O Canada were missing. Year after year, attending Symphony in the Park has been a cherished tradition for Burnaby residents like me. The opening notes of O Canada have traditionally symbolized a sense of togetherness, as all who were able rose and or sang along to the anthem. This year, though, the cherished tradition seemed to vanish, leaving a void in the spirits of those present. I appreciated the Salwa Tooth warm welcome and the inspiring Coast Salish anthem. Indeed, as a student of Canadian history, I recognize that it is crucial to acknowledge the significance of Indigenous cultures and heritage, especially as we all continue through the process of reconciliation, and that the VSO's efforts in this regard are commendable. However, does this mean that a traditional element of many events, including Symphony in the Park, that of starting with O Canada, must be cast aside? In this way, a burning question lingers. Why was the decision made to exclude O Canada from this year's Symphony in the Park? As a patron of the VSO, I feel it important to understand the rationale behind this choice. Was it an oversight? Was it an attempt to experiment with the program structure? Or was it a deliberate decision to undermine our anthem, one warranting a deeper explanation? Symphony in the Park has long been a platform where the VSO connects with the local community, fostering an environment of mutual respect and appreciation for culture and art. It is precisely this connection that has made the event so special for the city and its residents. However, this year's omission may risk leaving a sense of detachment from a tradition that has been part of our collective identity, which may not sit well with many attendees. Our national anthem is not merely a musical piece, it is a symbol of our shared values, history, and aspirations. As an immigrant Canadian myself, it serves as a reminder of the sacrifices made by those who came before us to build this imperfect place, and an acknowledgement of the diverse tapestry of people who now call Canada their home. As I look forward to future VSO Deer Lake performances, I hope that the missing note from this year's event will be restored, reigniting the spirit of togetherness, and embracing the cultural mosaic that makes us who we are, bound by music and a love for our home. Shane Atienza.